This is the Don and Mike Show.
To those who follow Special Olympics, he's known by one simple word, champion. You see, Jimmy has won the last six Special Olympics pentathlons.
Incredible. That guy's the Deion Sanders of retards.
The Don and Mike Show.
We ought to come up with a slogan. Slogan, you know, like, life is like a box of chocolates. Or, take my hands, boss. Like that monster tart from the Green Mile.
Monster tart.
What's wrong with you? What? Since when did tart become politically incorrect?
Okay.
He's mentally retarded.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, sure, boy.
Hello.
It's the Don and Mike Show, boy.
Yeah,
da, sure.
Da, I like funny, Prince. Right? Da, da, da. La, da, 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 da.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, da, da, I got experience. I got experience.
It's delirious.
What?
I get delirious.
No.
Yeah. Delirious.
Little dead Corvette.
That's a little red
Little
Corvette.
Little dead darling Ricky. Darling Ricky.
Hey, that's about Nikki. Touching yourself.
Oh, I've done that.
You like ice cream?
I love ice cream more than anything in the whole wide world. It's my favorite food. I could eat it in the morning. I could eat it in the day. I could eat it at night before I go to bed. I like my ice cream, like my ice cream, like my ice cream to eat it. I could eat my ice cream every day because I'm Charlie the Don.
Welcome to the Charlie interview.
Charlie the Don.
Charlie, we have now on the line a man named Chip Hearn.
Chip Hearn, he owns an ice cream store, Mr. Spiewak told me.
Yes, he is. He is now on the Don and Mike Show. Hello, Chip.
How you doing? Does this mean I have to sing also?
No, you don't have to sing, Chip. We're just going to talk about ice cream.
No problem.
I have to ask a question before we start. Mr. Spiewak wrote it down for me, okay?
Okay.
First Hold on a second. Charlie. Let me see. It's right here. I got it on my notepad.
Your paper.
Chip, you own the ice cream store. Do you employ any minorities?
Do we hire any minorities?
Yes.
Only really good-looking female minorities.
Oh, okay. How's that, Rob? Does that work for you?
Good, Charlie.
Okay. I love ice cream. I understand you sell a lot of very weird flavors. Isn't that right, Chip?
Well, you got to have fun at the beach.
Got to have fun at the beach. I love the beach. I like to go down to the boardwalk and eat French fries and hamburgers and cotton candy, and then I get snow cones, then I get waffle cakes, and sometimes I throw up. I do, Chip. I really do. Tell me about your ice cream parlor.
Well, I hope I don't have any flavors that make you throw up.
I hope so. You know what? That would be really hard to do, Chip, because I have so many ice creams that I like. Tell me some of your best flavors.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to come to Rehoboth Beach and have some wild ice creams.
Wild.
There are some ones that might make some people a little queasy.
Hey, Chip, have you ever buried yourself in the sand?
Only twice.
You know what they used to do? This is not a good story, Chip. You want to hear it?
Did this happen at the orphanage, Charlie?
Yeah, at the group home. I told you all the things they did. I forgot to tell you this one.
Okay.
We would take every summer a field trip down to Ocean City.
Oh, good.
We would go to Ocean City, and they would always bury me up to my neck in the sand, and
yes.
Then they would play soccer.
Oh.
And it really hurt bad. It really did. Why are you laughing, Chip?
Well, it's a tough game when you're playing soccer with a ball that doesn't move.
Yeah, it didn't move at all. My head moved a little bit, but that was it. Tell me about your wonderful ice cream flavors.
When you come to Rehoboth Beach, you got to eat strange ice cream.
You have to eat
so
what?
You come to
what?
You got to eat something like bacon ice cream or garlic ice cream. I mean, anybody can make chocolate.
Garlic ice cream, ew! Garlic is what you put on like... The Italian food, and the only Italian food I like is pizza. And
hey,
I don't even like pizza with garlic in it. But I had one time with... Yes, Don?
You know where this guy, you're in Rehoboth Beach, right?
We're on the boardwalk on Rehoboth Beach.
Rehoboth Beach.
Homo.
Oh, yeah. Are there a lot of gay people that come to your ice cream parlor?
Darn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody eats ice cream.
Sure. I'm part gay. I am.
Part?
I'm part gay.
What part of you is gay?
The part at the orphanage, you know, in the old days. When I was in the, 18, 19, 20. Well, I used to stay at the Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle. It burned down in 1954.
It was a fire.
Did you burn it down?
How can you, Chip, how can you make ice cream taste good with garlic in it? Duh!
Come on now, you like garlic, right?
I don't like garlic even on pizza. I don't know how you can make it taste good.
Most people like garlic. Most people like ice cream. Why not put them together?
Yeah, but wait, hold it, Chip. I have to explain this to you, okay? If you don't know, and you own the store. Chip, garlic is for food. Ice cream is like sweet food. Garlic's not sweet.
Well, then you can eat something that's very sweet but still unusual.
All right, Chip, give me something that's very sweet but still unusual,
there
Chip.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
How about Lucky Charms ice cream made with Lucky Charms marshmallow?
Wait a minute.
Happy.
Oh, my God. Hold on a happy. Second. Did you say Lucky Charms cereal is made into ice cream?
Yeah.
That is brilliant, Chip. That is brilliant. Send me some now. Send me some now.
Charlie, look out that window. Right there. Look out the window.
Oh, about a... I got excited. I got excited. What other cereals do you make ice cream out of?
I don't know if you could make it out of different cereals, but you could make...
Oh, yes, you could, Chip. Yes, you could. You could make it out of Lucky Charms. You could make it out of Captain Crunch. Applejack cereal would work. You put in apple flavor with some apple pieces in the ice cream. Then you could put Apple Jacks in it. You could make it out of Frosted Flakes. You could make it out of anything.
I'm going to make you some Captain Crunch cereal. How's that?
One time I ate Cinnamon Crunch until I... You ever have Cinnamon Crunch cereal? I ate that until I went into diabetic shock. You know, the doctor said, Charlie, you keep eating sugar the way you do, you're going to lose them feet. We're going to have to hack them off right at the ankle.
How many times I got to hit you in the head, Charlie?
All right, go ahead.
Hold on.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting, too.
Come on now. Ow!
Did you forget about switching back to Smart Charlie?
Oh, is that what you want me to do?
Oh, never mind. Whatever you want to do.
No, I had no idea, Don.
Never mind.
Well, how is Dumb Charlie supposed to know how to switch back into Smart Charlie?
We used to do it when I would hit you over the head.
Oh, it's usually the frying pan, Don. It's not the window breaking.
Oh, sorry.
You told me. Let me ask you, Chip.
Sorry, Charlie. Wrong side.
Okay, Charlie.
Mr. Hearn, congratulations on the success of your business.
Thank you.
Several questions, if I may, about the unusual flavors you have. Do you find that your clientele is primarily of an eclectic nature?
Of an expectant nature.
An expectant. No, without the play on words. How is your business going with all the unusual flavors? Do you find them selling regularly?
Oh, yeah. We have a concept where everybody tastes whatever they want. So a lot of people come up and say, well, I really wanted chocolate, but let me taste that bacon first.
Chocolate for the mundane. Yes, chocolate for people that don't have sophisticated palates. I find, Chip, that senior citizens, that's a demographic that primarily frequents your ice cream parlors, at least in the suburban areas. Do you find that to be true also, sir?
Well, there's an example. Senior citizens love butter pecan.
Ah, but a fine flavor.
So we made
always
a
traditional
better different. Butter pecan.
Oh, a better right. butter. What do you?
There you go.
I like Lucky Charms ice cream.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm 66 years old, and I never felt better a day in my life. I feel fantastic. I feel super strong, Don. I love this music too. Would you play this music? Oh, I have to ask you a question, Chip.
Okay.
In your ice cream parlor, do you have a train?
A train?
Yeah, a train that goes around.
No, Charlie, only if you came in there with three or four people, then we could pull a train.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey,
I love it.
Hey,
oh, I'm sorry.
Easy on the swears, Charlie.
I'm sorry,
Don.
Don't
let me hit you again.
No. All right, anyway, we're talking with Chip Hearn. He is the owner of the ice cream store. Very clever name. Just joking. I'm kidding, of course. Tell me, seriously, what is the most difficult flavor to produce? Obviously, you make them all on site.
Yeah, the most difficult flavors are ones with, well, as an example, pomegranate's a big flavor right now. And
yes, very popular in soft drinks and such.
Yeah, and it's very hard to play with ice cream with it.
Yes. Do you use a base of vanilla with most of your flavors, Mr. Hearn?
No, because we use basically a non-vanilla flavored base and then do use different things to carry the flavor.
And how does one make a garlic ice cream? I forgot my place. Charlie forgot his place. Do you have a bathroom with a sit-down toilet for clients?
No, just stand up.
Just stand up.
What if you had to go number two, Charlie?
Yeah, what if you got to go after eating your ice cream, especially garlic ice cream? You do have a real toilet, don't you?
No way. We only stand up. You can back in.
That's funny. So you get done eating your ice cream, and you go, I got to go. And then you're back into the urinal. That's fantastic. You got a lot of kids working for you.
Oh, yeah.
You got any people like me working for you?
At least I wish I had you working there.
Oh, I wish I could work there. I could come down, like, late in the weekend.
No problem. You come down, you can have some fun.
How about we make some hours, like, Sunday? Yeah, what time you open till?
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock. You're open to 8 o'clock in the morning till what time?
Until midnight.
Oh, midnight. How about I work, say, 10 to midnight?
No problem.
Can I close it myself?
You can close it yourself.
You rock, Chipper.
It's all the ice cream you can eat.
You rock, Chipper. You think I'd make a good employee, don't you?
I think you'd have too much fun.
Sometimes I forget to wipe.
Well,
but I always wash my hands. But I only wash my hands when I'm working in fast food. If they put the sign up that says, employees must wash hands. If that sign's nowhere to be found, I don't do it good. I really don't do it good. And one time a lady sent back, I was working at Burger Chef, and a lady sent back the hamburger. She said, what did you do to this hamburger? And then I couldn't tell her because I remember what it was. It was that I forgot to wash my hands. That's not good. Food service is very important, isn't it, Chip?
Yeah, it's important.
Tell me more of your flavors. All right, I'll play a game. Can we play a game, Chip?
Okay.
All right, here's the game. This is the way it works. You go down the list of your unusual flavors, and I will go yuck or ooh. And if I go ooh, that means I like the flavor. If I go yuck or pfft, that means I don't like them, okay?
Okay.
All right, list all your flavors except for the simple ones. I don't want strawberry and, vanilla and all that stuff.
Charlie, this week we made a flavor.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
Charlie, this week we made a flavor we called Energy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's lemon ice cream with, guess what it has in there for energy?
What?
One of those energy drinks. Got some Red Bull in there.
All right, I'm not going to go ooh or yuck. I'm going to go eh. I don't know. Next flavor.
We made a flavor for the Harry Potter book that came out.
I don't understand it, but I love it.
We call
it
Sirius Black. It was black-colored chocolate with raspberry.
Yes, good. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh. Next flavor. Come on.
The Sopranos finished, so we had to make a fruit-flavored ice cream called Bada Bing, Bada Boom.
Bada Bing.
Bada Bing.
I don't like that word. I don't like that word.
For you,
watch it.
Don't make me hit you.
Watch it. All right. We're talking with Chip Hearn.
Charles, we have to wind this Monday.
Oh, yes, of course.
Can you dispose of this guy?
Yes. Mr. Hearn, we wish you the very best of luck with your enterprise. A pleasure talking with you. Much thanks for being on the Don and Mike Show. Hope you can join us again soon, and good luck with all of your fun down at Rehoboth Beach.
Have fun.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Chip. Hey, Chip, can you say I love Charlie?
I love Charlie.
And I love you too, Chip. Give me a flavor that I'd love. One real quick before you go.
I'm making Charlie the Tard.
The Tard.
Charlie the Tard.
Charlie the Tard ice cream. Thank you, Chip.
Okay, bye-bye.
Godspeed. Take care. Bye-bye. Hang up the phone. Chip.
He's still there, Charlie.
Chip.
Charlie, it's like a weird movie. Nobody ever leaves.
You want to stay on the phone because you like me.
I got to leave because I got to make that tart ice cream.
Go make that tart ice cream. Thank you, Chip.
Bye.
Bye-bye. He hung up, Don.
He hung up.
I got rid of him just like you said.
Good job, Charlie.
I did that. That's what I did, but I don't do it good. Don, I got to tell you something. What, you can't Charlie? Give me instructions as smart Charlie and then expect me to do the same thing as dumb Charlie. That's not going to work. You got to... When you hit me in the head with the pan,
right. You
got to actually hit me in the head, and then, then give me your instructions. Yes, Don?
How about that time we cut your fingers off and they grew back?
Well, I think it's a biological impossibility. You can talk to me. Talk to me. Did you guys see the Simpsons movie?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see Bart's thing? funny.
Yes, I did,
That's
Charlie.
Funny with a capital F. I thought that's rather... You were talking about mundane. What is it, the ice cream parlor or a cartoon that grosses $71 million? I think it's absurd. It's ludicrous. There are films of greater importance. That's my only point.
How do you feel about Ludacris, the artist, the rapper?
I think he's misunderstood, misguided. I truly do.
But you line up with O'Reilly?
I'm not going to attack him like O'Reilly does.
Aren't you a fan of O'Reilly?
I enjoy some of O'Reilly's work. I think I'm a very, very big fan of several of his literature. I don't like that guy. He thinks he's good. He's gone. We done fired his ass. His ass got fired. So long, Billy-O. You done been fired. Alan O'Reilly, and with Mr. Rome.
I like
Mr. Rome.
What did O'Reilly do on the phone with girls, Charlie?
He talked about putting his hands in places you're not supposed to. I'd really like to touch it, he once said. Wow. That's what I heard. But now he is out of here. You want to see my Chinese?
Yeah.
Watch this one. You're going to laugh.
Okay.
I guarantee you. You're going to laugh so hard that I guarantee you, I bet you a whole pizza.
Okay, Charlie.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'll make you laugh. Okay. You get me a pizza.
I promise.
All right, this is Chinese Man by Charlie.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay?
You're laughing already. Hold on a second. I'm going to turn around. Okay, here we go. No, wipey me hiney. I told you. I told you. That guy sucked. I'm not eating ice cream no more. Cake. Cake.
Cake's the thing.
Let them eat cake, she once said. I believe that's from Tale of Two Cities or
Marie Antoinette,
of course. Yeah. I didn't feel that Kirsten Dunst did a logical job of portraying her.
Didn't think it was credible.
I thought she could have been a tad more aristocratic. I think that would have brought more to the role.
I like it better, stupid. Don't you?
No whoopee, honey. Keep Tom off this phone.
We got to hit a break, Charlie.
I don't like him. He's been very aggressive lately. Aggressive? What does that mean? Like mean, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Mean, right? Why do you favor rape? Hello, I'm back. Here I am. Oh, that was a slow transition.
It sure was.
Sometimes the circuits don't all hit on the right. Let's all go to a pizza party for Charlie.
Thank you for the ice cream, Charlie.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dr. Radimo.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.